Welcome back, Lomos, to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, everybody.
I thought you guys were sleeping there for a minute.
It's a lag.
We're delayed.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's that darn digital lag.
Well, guys, Leah, Chris, all of our Lobos listening out there, I want you to close your eyes for a second. Focus. And tell me, how achy is your body feeling right now?
Girl, is that even a question? I just feel like my posture is just stuck in this desk chair of mine or on my bed. I'm pretty sure my bed has like an indentation of where my body always is. Yeah.
Yeah, like hunched shoulders and forward neck. You're just like, posture is awful all the time.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one feeling that. It doesn't matter like how much I stretch or I move or I sit, whatever the case may be. Like my muscles just seem so stressed out. It all starts in my neck and my shoulders, right? Because that's where we tend to hold most of our tension. And then it goes to my lower back from never leaving my office chair, or should I say my breakfast nook stool, because we're all working from home, to my glutes and my hamstrings from working out. Like, what the heck's going on?
We're all sedentary, or too more sedentary than we normally are.
I feel like we're all I know. Our muscles aren't being loosened from walking around campus from class to class, the hustle and bustle of UNM.
The hustle and the bustle. Oh, Chris. I think we just need a massage, hence why we invited our very special guest today.
Yeah, we have Eric from Shaq. He is our massage therapist. Thank you so much for joining us today. For those of you who don't know, these two peeps we're getting at, Eric is our massage therapist. Yeah. So welcome, Eric. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
We're super happy to have you. Can you just tell us a little bit about your story and like what brought you to massage therapy?
Sure. Before I got into massage therapy, which was about 11 years ago, I had a career in the airline industry, which brought me to New Mexico for the first time. And it was a very stressful position. I was assistant manager for Southwest Airlines at the airport, and I was responsible for 115 customer service agents and a team of 15 supervisors. And my co-manager suggested that I get massage to just help with the stress of dealing with daily people at the airport and all the customer service agents. And I hadn't really considered it before. So she just suggested going to one of the schools and getting a cheap massage to start things out. And that's what I did. I went down to one of the local schools and I got a student massage. And I felt transformed after that first massage. And in being transformed, I also knew that somehow I'm supposed to know how to do this thing too. So like, I put that in the back of my head. I'm like, okay, I'm in the airline career. I got a trajectory of what I'm going to do here, but we'll put that back here and see how that comes back to us. And then 8 years later, it was time to pursue it and return back to New Mexico to learn massage and practice it.
Wow, Eric, you once told me that you were also in the military. So you went from a stressful career to an even more stressful career in customer service.
Yeah, kind of. I was a cop in the Air Force back before all of you were born, and back in the 80s. So I consider that like my college years of being abroad, traveling the world, being a cop for the military, and then getting into the airline industry. Yeah, so I've done a bunch of different things that led me to this path of body work and healing.
That's pretty awesome. I feel like sometimes you need those different experiences in your life to make you like a holistic individual. You know, you can't just study engineering your whole life and then be the best engineer. Like, you're going to need to know how to clean some stuff to get the dust off of whatever particle you're working or whatever the case may be. I don't know what I'm talking about, but you know what I mean? Like, you need to be well, you need to be well-rounded. Can you share with us some of the benefits of massage besides just feeling transformed and absolutely relaxed afterwards?
Most definitely. So I guess I would tell you, first off, that I would say easily 90% of the patients and clientele who come to see me are under a large amount of stress. And it seems to have increased more during this pandemic. That's the first thing that usually comes out of people's mouths is, the world is on their shoulders between school, this new way of living, the isolation that it entails, and just being touched provides an immediate, relief for people in addressing that. So stress, I would say, is the main thing.
I guess that's something that, you talk about, again, bringing back Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We've brought this up plenty of times, but touch, physical touch is just something that your body needs. We don't always think of that, that's why hugs feel so good.
Exactly. And that was, and speaking of hugs, that was a really hard part for me when this pandemic started. I greet by hugs, the people that I know, and to all of a sudden have that stopped, it was so hard for me personally. So I can only imagine, what it was like for everybody else. So people being able to not get hugs on the table, just having someone to be able to touch you in a therapeutic, nurturing way has really been elevated over the past year.
Definitely. And I mean, our body has to release some type of endorphins or hormones. Is that right?
Definitely. It's kind of twofold there. So we're activating those endorphins that, that cause pleasure. And we're also releasing toxins as well with all the muscle manipulation of the manual therapy as well. So there's a whole lot really going on in the science of the massage, besides it feeling good.
I just think of all the neurons we have in our bodies and how, as you're getting a massage, how all those neurons, in your brain, and how all your nerves in your body are firing off those neurons in your brain.
Yes. And you know what the biggest organ is of our body, right?
Maybe.
The skin.
Exactly.
Good job, Leah.
You guys are so smart.
Chris had it too.
Yes. So, so when you think about it, although I'm addressing specific needs of what they may be coming in with, the students and the patients, but I'm addressing the full body too. So this huge organ is being stimulated and getting great therapy overall. It's an incredible thing to be able to do for people.
Those are some amazing benefits. Chris, I know you are always needing a massage, right?
I know, and I have yet to have gotten one in my whole life. I've never gotten a massage. Yeah, I know. I mean, I've gotten a wrap and a steam wrap or whatever, ojo caliente, but I've never gotten a massage. I've never been scared, but I've always been more reserved. But I know a lot of other college students, I see tweets all the time, my back should not be hurting. And I'm under 24 years old. I feel like an 80-year-old man. And there's a lot of other students and people my age that feel this way. It seems like we've all just aged so rapidly, especially during the pandemic. I just feel so complacent. I feel still all the time. When I walk, my bones crack. You hear popping. It's like you're walking on a bubble wrap.
Wow, that does not sound good, Chris.
Okay, maybe it's not that bad.
Therapist of things are cracking and popping. Yeah,
maybe it's not that bad, but for people my age, why would you say it's beneficial? We're supposed to be able to be so resilient and bouncing back so fast. I shouldn't be this sore all the time from going to the gym one time.
You know what? We all have our own individual things going on with our bodies, and no matter what condition we're in, whether we're non-gym people, whether we're in our early stages of exercise, massage therapy is something that's going to be beneficial for lengthening muscles, stretching things out. We sit at computers a lot. This is information I get a lot from our students here, is they're doing a lot more hours sitting at the computer because they're home a lot. So their posture is out of whack. Massage is going to help you be more in tune with your body from the lengthening aspect of how I lengthen the muscles of your back, your erectors, things that support your spine. That's why I say it's really rejuvenating. You feel like a new person because you're more in touch with your body, because when you're done with a session, you're feeling as your body should be feeling most of the time until the day-to-day stress kind of bogs you down.
As you say that, I can't help but think about, I'm on like food TikTok and I see them making candy and like stretching out the taffy. And like, as you said that, I just thought about, you start off so stiff, like this stiff ball. Yep. And then the more you massage it, it just ends up being more loose and go with the flow.
That's a great analogy. That's kind of like what I do. Stretching out that taffy in your back there.
Stretching out that taffy.
So it doesn't crack and pop anymore.
Right.
Shake that laffy taffy, girl. Shake that laffy taffy. Have you guys heard that song?
Oh, yeah, Chris. That's a throwback.
Oh, Chris. I love how you always have to make something into it. No, that's a good point, though. Like, you know, Chris, you brought up a very good point of, we talk about going with the flow with our mental health and with our physical health and with our nutritional health. We don't ever really talk about just like how our bodies feel, right? And so I think, you know, Eric, you brought up a good idea too, is like, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, if you are a gym buff or if you just like to read books and sit in a couch or whatever the case may be, like, we all need to stretch out our muscles every now and then.
Most definitely. Massage is ancient therapy. You know, we've been doing it naturally for thousands of years. It's something that we naturally do. We know as babies and infants, touch is so important. And we know what can happen when people aren't touched enough. You get detached, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's hugely important in that aspect too, for mental health reasons, as well as physical health.
That is all such great information, Eric. Thank you again for being with us here today. For everyone who doesn't know, massages at Shack are available 3 days a week. Is that correct?
Yes, 3 days a week, Monday and Tuesday, 8 to 5, and Thursdays, 12 to 4, currently.
And they're not that expensive. They're $40 for a 50-minute session. So if that's something that you can't afford, perhaps start hinting to, you know, significant others, friends, family, that you want a massage for being you.
And do any insurances cover massage?
I don't think that Shack charges for insurance, right? We just do the $40 because it's cheaper that way.
No, some of the students are carrying insurance through UNM. Like I know grad students are, through their insurance that they get $5 massages twice per semester as grad students. And it just depends on which insurance you carry through UNM, that if you're able to get that. People in the medical field for classes here, they get that as well.
See, that's a great reason to have insurance. No, I said that's a great reason to know your insurance. Like,
yes,
bring it to Shack.
Well, yep.
If that's not a good enough reason to go to grad school or med school.
When I first started working at Shack, I did a presentation to grad students and I went through all of our services, and one student raised their hand. They're like, I only use the massages. And I was like, what? And they're like, you get $5 massages, don't you know? And I was like, I didn't. I just started working. I don't know. And then everyone after that kept coming up to me, and I always use that in my like speeches now, because all grad students love the $5 massages.
It's a good thing. Yes, Leah, you're so right.
So grad students, if you have a GATARA, whatever, assistantship, and you have UNM insurance, you have $5 massages, use them.
Yep.
If not, they're $40. It's still good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great price.
Yeah, and it's easy as just calling our main number to schedule a massage. So 505-277-3136.
You have. We're going to start with our marketing team here, right? All of you guys need to get on this table.
I know. Chris up first, since he's never had a massage.
You go, Chris.
I know.
You start off.
I better be walking like taffy when I leave that table, Eric.
You will not regret it, I tell you that.
Oh, Lord, Chris. Well, on that note, we better get going. Once again, everyone, thank you for listening to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Bye, Lobos.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to y'all later.